Jason, what was the first dinosaur ever found? Someone wonders. And also, Stuart's asked us, how do we know if a dinosaur ate meat or not?
So the first dinosaurs found probably are the mythological origins of griffins. And so it is thought that actually the fossils of a particular dinosaur, Protoceratops andrewsi from Mongolia, which has kind of an almost a bird-like face, was actually thought to be the original kind of impetus for that myth. In the 1670s, there was a fossil described from the UK that was the lower half of a femur of probably a sauropod dinosaur. It was not recognized as being a dinosaur. It was thought to be a giant. And in fact, in 1768, right after Linnaeus had established binomial nomenclature, coming up with a genus and a species name, because this bone actually had two rounded edges to it, it was actually given the binomial name Scrotum Humanum, for exactly why you would think.
Indeed. Yeah.
The first dinosaur names that actually stick are Megalosaurus and Iguanodon and Hylaeosaurus, which are based on fossils from the United Kingdom that were discovered around the 1820s.
And is that when people first became comfortable with the concept of a dinosaur? When did people begin to realize that there was this very long evolutionary timeline on Earth going back, you know, millions and millions and millions of years, and that these were clearly antecedents of the life we see on Earth today?
That's by, I think, about the early 1700s, people start to realize that actually there is life preserved through deep time in the fossil record. The connectivity of it through time is not recognized until much, much later.
So, because people didn't even know how old the Earth was at that time,
exactly,
did they?
Right.
Had no idea the Earth was 4,500 right. million years old until actually relatively recently.
Yeah.
So actually they had no idea how quick these things had evolved or how long they hadn't been here for.
The recognition of superposition of layers of rock does kind of informally come in fairly early, but recognizing that what we're looking at is a succession of related organisms is much later. So for dinosaurs, that construct is really Richard Owen in 1842 when he puts the name to the group formally, and then it is recognized as being this particular group of extinct giant reptiles.
And what about the meat-eating question? How do we know when they tuck into a burger versus prefer to eat grass?
So the shape of their teeth is an excellent indicator of diet. Just like you can look at the teeth in our own mouths and watch their functions, or look at the teeth of a cat or a dog and see how they can slice meat or grind food, the teeth of dinosaurs have the same thing. Meat-eating dinosaurs have almost steak knife-like teeth running along their mouths. Herbivorous dinosaurs have evolved these numerous strategies for actually very complex grinding of food, akin to what we would actually see in ruminant mammals today.
Matt, you were going to say something.
I was just going to come in on the age of the Earth thing, because there's quite an interesting bit from astronomy from that point of view. So the age of the Earth also has to be the age of the Sun as well. And for a long time, we didn't know how old the Sun was because we didn't know what powered it. And so before we understood stellar nuclear synthesis, like the process that's powering the Sun right now, our best guess would it was powered by some kind of gravitation. And if the Sun is powered gravitationally, it can only be about 15 million years old. And so in the late 19th century, some preeminent physicists, particularly Lord Kelvin, one of the most famous physicists of his day, used this fact to argue against Darwin, right? He said the Earth and the Sun can only be about 15 million years old because that's how old the Sun has to be.
What changed his mind?
I'm not sure if his mind was ever changed, actually. I think the scientific community's mind was changed because we came to understand stellar nuclear synthesis, this process that can power stars for billions and billions of years.
So he stuck to his guns right till the last.